Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon.
This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, he just got back from Indianapolis. That's why he wasn't with us earlier in the week. But joining me now is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So tell me about the NRA annual meeting. I know there's at least two new members of the board, and I have some thoughts about that we don't have to go into. What was your overall thought process on this? When you what did you see? Did it look like it just went on as normal, or what did you think?
Well, yeah, a couple things. Number one, excuse me, it was in Indianapolis, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
That is the best city in the country for the NRA convention, just because of the proximity of everything to downtown. You can stay downtown. It's all very walkable.
Walk to the venue.
Yeah, you can walk to the venue. There are tons of great restaurants around. You can cab in from the airport and not have to drive anywhere else if you don't need to.
There's a place between – I stayed at a hotel, and there was a restaurant between me and the venue called The Yard. And that had
the best burger
I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, the food's good. The people are nice. Everything's great. They've got one of the best cigar bars in the world there. So there's just a lot of great reasons to love seeing that show in Indianapolis. Aside from that, the NRA demonstrated that the annual convention and meetings are back, after, you know, a couple of years canceled, due to COVID and last year. What went on, the circus that was Houston, which was still reduced by COVID and probably reduced by gas prices at the time, which were up around $5 a gallon, and the fact that there were literally hundreds of screaming protesters all around the Houston Convention Center, because it took place a week to 10 days after the Uvalde shooting. That was crazy last year. It was kind of a goat rodeo. But the attendance last year was probably down by a half to a third. So this was the first real year since COVID that the convention was held, and I was really interested to see what the response would be. And by any measure, the NRA convention is back. Every bit as big as it used to be in terms of attendance. There were throngs of people there. I don't know. I think I heard something like 60,000 attendees was the official number that the NRA announced. I don't put much stock in those numbers. Those things are usually padded, or who knows. But anyway, just from the eyeball test, there were just as many people there as there had been in previous pre-COVID conventions.
Well, that's good. And a lot of open carry going on, I understand.
There were some. I didn't see a lot. You saw the occasional open carrier. But there's certainly a lot of people who were concealed carrying. That was perfectly legal there. And I'm sure lots of people took advantage of that. And we saw some cool things.
So anything new that you took away? Any new guns or anything out there?
Yeah, there's a few, and one of the most interesting, just because it's a big departure for them, was the new Henry Big Boy revolvers that they announced right before the show. Henry obviously has been in the rifle business for a long time and makes what we consider to be very good rifles, very popular rifles. They have a shotgun or two in their lineup, but now they've jumped into the revolver business with 357, 38 revolvers, two styles, one with a combat type grip and one with a bird's head grip, and they're blued steel, a nice finish on them, nice touches, and they drew a lot of attention at the show.
I saw them.
A lot of people aren't revolver people anymore, but
the revolver. See, okay, coming out of Henry's, I sincerely would have expected a, like a single action cowboy kind of gun. Although I know that a lot of people, I did it myself. A lot of people will take their Henry's lever action gun and steampunk it, and all this other stuff. And make it, put a rail on it, put a skeletonized stock on it, and everything, and make it. I don't know if that makes it better, but I just expect it's sort of a cowboy type thing.
Who knows? Maybe they'll do that big leap to go from rifles to handguns. That's a very different manufacturing process.
Right.
And we talked to folks at Henry there. So now that they're in it, I think the next one. Next version is going to be the same gun in 22, probably with, 9 or 10 round capacity. In fact, we may even see that by the end of the year. But then after that, who knows where they'll go. Maybe they might get into a single action gun, which I think would be very cool to go up against, some of the offerings from companies like Ruger, the Single Six, and Colt, and similar makers.
Well, in any event... I'm sorry I didn't get to make it there. I'm like you. I like the venue there quite a bit. And I mean, in Vegas, you got to walk so far to go anywhere. But in Indianapolis, I mean, you go into the venue, you're passing shopping, you're passing restaurants, and then your hotel is right there. And then I mean, it's just so everything's so convenient. It's a lovely venue to do anything.
It's true. It's just great. If they decided to hold it in Indianapolis every year, I'd be thrilled.
Well, that would certainly. I've often wondered why they jump from place to place. But at the same time, I would really like it if they moved SHOT Show. To be honest with you, I like SHOT Show to be a little closer to where. If SHOT Show was between me and you, that would be ideal.
Yeah, well, the NRA seems to try to keep it all in the middle of the country. Houston, Dallas, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Louisville, Nashville, those types of it. I think didn't they have Atlanta a year or so ago, something like that?
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
The Dallas one was about the furthest one I've managed to go to. But in any event.
I love Indy. It was a good weekend. Lots of good people. Lots of new products this year. More than I think most NRA shows. So it was a good weekend spent.
Well, in any event, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you had safe travels and everything and all that other fun stuff. And in your absence, of course, the truth about guns never rests. The website itself, it never rests. Dan has a veritable legion of writers that are writing all kinds of different articles, all kinds of different things, covering the entire spectrum of the gun culture, the gun life, if you will. And just because he and some of his writers take off and go from Austin, Texas to Indianapolis, that doesn't stop. It never stops. That's why I go there once a day, at least once a day. But you can go as many times as you want. It's still going to change. But anyway, we got more to come when we get back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is mobile at the minute, moving around, doing things, and all kinds of other stuff. And recently, you've got an article on the website submitting a ATF Form 1 to make or assemble your own NFA firearm is easy and fast. Let's talk about that because I just had to do one, and it took me.
Did you have a brace pistol?
Yes. Yes, I just went ahead.
Exactly.
I just went ahead and formed one. But what I did, right? What I did was I did it the easy way. Which the easy way to do it for me was to go to find a silencer shop kiosk, and get a, you know, sign up for the Silencer Shop account. And then it has, you can put your picture in there and you can put your fingerprints in there and everything else. And then they actually submit the Form 1 after you go through their process. And boom, it's submitted.
Exactly. And that's what we mentioned in the article too. That really is by far the easiest way to do any of this. And we wrote the article, because you've got a week left, in the, free registration period. So that you don't have to pay for a tax stamp for braced pistols. The Silencer Shop is cutting those off after April 26th. And so if you want to go through the ATF amnesty period and register your pistol without having to pay that nasty $200 tax stamp, you can do that.
Right.
As you said, the best way to do that is to find a store near you with a Silencer Shop kiosk. You go to the Silencer Shop website, and they've got a list of those all around the country. But you can attest better than I can. It's a very easy process, and it doesn't take a year like it does, you know, if you buy a suppressor or anything like that. If you do that electronically, it takes like 4 to 6 weeks or something.
Right.
Pretty fast process.
Right. And when it comes back, I'm going to put a regular stock on it and a vertical foregrip on it because it'll be a short-barreled rifle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I have read all the other stuff about it. Now here's my question, and I have a few people out there that are like, Bill, don't do it, because then they'll know you have it, which I've already made a bunch of videos about this. It's sort of public that I have it, and I really like the configuration I have. Although, do you have any idea how this is going to apply to, like, these Ronies and MCKs or MCG, the little pistol braces you stick your pistol in and then you get a couple more points of contact?
You know, I don't. We have people who know, who are much more up on the NFA than I am and how all these things are regulated. So I defer to them anytime we're writing about these things. That's why I had Jeremy write this for us, because that is not my area of expertise. I'm not sure what the deal is with Ronies and other chassis type setups like that.
I've got two of those laying around the house. I'm trying to figure out whether I just break them in half. I currently don't have a gun that would fit. Well, I have, I don't know, maybe my Glock 26 might would, but that'd be silly. But that's all beside the point. I did mine, and I did it because I want to keep the gun. Because now, do you believe that this whole pistol brace thing is going to get turned away at some point?
I do think that there's going to be an injunction issued that will stop enforcement of all this stuff. It's being argued in court. And I think that's going to stop the ATF from enforcing the new rule until the court cases can work their way through to whatever the final end will be. And I'm sure at some point someone is going to apply for cert to the Supreme Court, and the court's either and depending on what that final ruling was before that, the court will either take it, or they'll let that ruling stand. Who knows what that'll be? I'm no legal prognosticator, but I think we can probably count on a court issuing an injunction to stop the ATF from enforcing the rule that they just published in January.
Right. In any event, I kind of think all of this stuff that they're doing is sort of opening up the whole idea that the NFA might sort of get reshaped at some point if it ever gets in front of the Supreme Court. So I'm not that – but the thing is, with SBRs, and you point this out, it's easier to make your own and do the Form 1 than it is to go buy it at a dealer and do the Form 4, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of times it's faster, too. I would just suggest if your listeners have any questions about the process and what's involved, read the article we just put up last night. Submitting ATF Form 1 to make you assemble your own NFA item is easy and fast. Because it really is. And as you said, you know, if you've got a Silencer Shop kiosk someplace near you, it's a really easy process. It's something anybody can do. and it will not take you forever. So even if you're going to build your own and you're going to pay that $200 tax debt after this amnesty period is over, it's not as daunting a thing as most people think.
Now, the other thing is, like, when I was thinking about this, people were going, well, what if they turn you down? I was like, well, I buy multiple guns per year. I pass the background check all the time. Why would they turn me down? And as far as, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm submitting or anything to this, but I don't know of anything within the NFA as far as the short barrel rifles. I've never heard of anybody saying, I've never seen an article where they go out and take this stuff from anybody. Have you?
No, but anything can happen. I think that the chances of any average law-abiding gun owner running into problems with the ATF are pretty small. If you're not involved in some sort of criminal activity, if you're not building guns that you're then, you know, on your own and then selling them to other people, which is, you're not allowed to do unless you're a registered firearm manufacturer. If you're not doing something crazy like that, chances are you're never going to run it. You're never going to see an ATF agent. And that's the way most of us want to keep it.
Yeah. Well, there's just not that many of them laying around, is there?
No.
Quite the
rarity. No, there are very few ATFs.
Quite the
rarity. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't see them riding around in a car going, ATF!
No, exactly.
Most of the time when they get together, they've got to come from far and far between and everything else or not. Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think the rank and file officers of the ATF are good cops and it's the leadership? That's what I hear.
I've been told that by a lot of people who know them better than I do.
Right.
So I tend to believe that's the case. But of course, it's people at the top who set the policies, who push new rules, like the one that they published in January on the braces.
Right.
And you know, those are all politically driven. These are political hacks or put into place to further the goals of the current administration.
Right. Hang on for me, if you will. This all is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This will change later today because it's a constantly fluid website. Everything changes because, well, it's the breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling Friday on access to a commonly used abortion pill. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. The White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt limit proposal would be a disaster.
Speaker McCarthy unveiled his plan to cut benefits for American veterans and take a 2x4 to America's manufacturing resurgence.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. A Florida emergency alert test sent to phones at 4:45 a.m. this morning woke up millions in the Sunshine State. State Senator Blasey Ingoglia.
I'm going to introduce a bill that will prohibit the practice of sending out any tests of that system between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 p.m. I'm going to call it the Stop Wake Act.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. The gun industry is a juggernaut, isn't it?
It is. You know, there aren't a lot of publicly traded gun companies, but there are a few, and an ammo maker here and there, too. So if you had put your money in those companies, even a few years ago, you would have done quite well. And the NSSF is out with their latest tally of the size of the industry and what that means in terms of jobs and wages paid and all that. And it's pretty impressive. They go back over the last 15 years comparing where they were in 2008. And 2008, they calculate the total economic impact at about $19.1 billion. In 2022, that number was $80.7 billion, so a 322% increase in 15 years. That's 14 years since 22. That's pretty amazing. They figure there are about 173,000 direct full-time equivalent employees in the business. Suppliers have another just under 100,000. There are about 123,000 other ancillary jobs that are involved in the business. It's a total of almost 400,000 people around the country working in the industry and creating an $80 billion industry that is constantly under attack by a lot of politicians. I don't know how many other industries that are as big and as widely supported as the gun industry is that are trying to be torn down by a lot of people in Washington and the many states.
Well, it's definitely the most regulated, isn't it? It's interesting about how
certainly among it is. Them, yeah. Yeah, definitely among the most regulated nations.
It's also interesting how the president is constantly saying they're the only ones that can't be sued. They can absolutely be sued.
Yeah, he's been debunked all over the place, even by media outlets that are otherwise very sympathetic to him. The Washington Post called him out on it. I think PolitiFact called him out. It's an utter lie. So the gun companies can and have been sued many, many times before. He uses that angle of attack to try to gin up support for killing the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which is the only thing that keeps the industry from being sued to death by plaintiff's attorneys after a mass shooting, for the latest being while we were in Indianapolis last week. There was a shooting at a FedEx facility. FedEx is a large facility there. And there was a workplace shooting, I think it was a year ago. Some of the survivors of that shooting filed suit against the gun maker and I think maybe even the ammo maker while we were there. So, again, these people still try to file these lawsuits claiming all sorts of novel legal theories as to how a gun maker who made and sold a legal product is somehow liable when somebody who is mentally disturbed or otherwise or a criminal decides to do something terrible with the firearm. Many, many times those guns have been stolen, but sometimes they're even purchased legally. Gun retailers, gun manufacturers aren't clairvoyant. They can't read the minds of their customers. And when you sell, I don't know what the number is, it's 12 to 14 million new firearms a year.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, someone who with bad intention is going to buy one. Someone who otherwise is perfectly legal and it's well within their rights to buy a firearm, but has bad thoughts in their mind and evil in their hearts, and they're going to do something terrible with it. How a gun manufacturer is to know that, I'm not sure how that logic works out.
Me either. I know that it is. It has been spreading out. There's a lot of, I've heard a lot of things about, we're in the middle of the gun recession, and the recession is killing the gun industry, and yet we still have record-setting months as far as gun sales right now, don't we? We have more companies out there putting out more guns than I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're not quite where we were in 2020, but we have definitely settled to a new normal, which is higher than we ever were before, where we've had, I can't remember how many now, consecutive months of over 1 million adjusted background checks, which is the best measure of retail gun sales that the NSSF calculates every month. People look around, they read the headlines, they hear about prosecutors who don't want to prosecute and city councils and state legislatures that pass laws like they have in Illinois and other states where they're basically going to decriminalize huge, all kinds of criminal activity. And they also see it taking longer and longer for police to respond due to undermanned police force. And people realize that increasingly they are their own first responder and it's going to be up to them to protect their family.
Right.
So someone with a uniform can eventually show up.
Speaking of that, while I'm thinking about this, how are things going in Austin?
They're going well. In fact, the chief of police just announced last week that crime has fallen by about 25% in the last in the 2 to 3 weeks since the Texas DPS officers have started patrolling the streets as well, and people on the left are howling, saying the sample size is way too low. You can't possibly conclude anything yet, and that the DPS people who are now
enforcing traffic regulations, because that hadn't been done in like 2 years here, you know, making traffic stops and arresting people, that they're all profiling people and they're conducting unlawful stops and, you know, they're doing all kinds of horrible things. Meanwhile, I think the average Estonian is just glad to have more people enforce the laws in the streets, glad to see the number of crimes going down.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, it's good to know that the gun industry is enjoying a robust health and growing and all this other stuff, and especially in the face of this economy. I imagine this economy is what's driving it. I could be wrong.
Yeah, along with those, you know, those factors I mentioned, you know, a lot of increased criminal activity in cities that seem to be tilting toward the criminals rather than law-abiding citizens.
Right. In any event, this article, this is right now, as we're speaking, it is the lead article on the website. Well, it was the lead article on the website. It has changed while we've been talking about it. This is what it is about when it comes to talking about things at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is a constantly fluid, changing environment. And, yeah, that's a lovely thing. I love it. I go there just to get a idea of what's happening in the world today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And recently there was an occasion for the ATF director to be in front of Congress, and he was sort of, he's a representative of what is exactly wrong with the Biden administration. Because he's a guy... He's a guy that wants to ban assault weapons, but then he admits to them, I don't even know what one is.
Yeah, and that seems to be a pattern with the current administration. You've got a transportation secretary who knows nothing about transportation, who thinks that highways are racist. You have a new labor secretary candidate who tried her best to outlaw independent work in California when she was there. You've got a Secretary of Health and Human Services, exactly, the gig economy. You've got a Secretary of Health and Human Services who is an attorney who knows nothing about health or human services. And now we have a director of the ATF who is basically hired to implement the Biden administration's war on guns, a key component of which is outlawing, once again, so-called assault weapons in this country. And if the Biden administration were ever able to force through another 94 assault weapon ban type law now, the ATF would be responsible for enforcing that. Yet the current director, Steve Dettelbach, has no idea what an assault weapon, quote-unquote, is. Yesterday, a representative from Texas, Jake Elzey, asked him, said, can you please find an assault weapon? And that's when Director Dettelbach started dancing. He said, you know, if Congress wants to take that up, I think Congress could have to do that work, but we would be there to provide technical assistance, yada, 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 yada. Well, I, unlike you, am not a firearms expert.
Well, this,
here's
my question about this, though.
Yeah.
With that statement, couldn't the House take up and make a bill saying assault weapons have selector switches, and unless they have a switch to change to automatic, they are not assault weapons?
Of course, they could.
They could make that bill.
Yes, they could. I will not hold my breath waiting for that to happen. Instead, if somebody drew up another assault weapons ban, which has happened a number of times since 1994, Dianne Feinstein did that almost every other year.
Yeah.
Since then,
whenever the gun magazines would come out, she would do it. She was going by the picture.
Exactly. Yeah, she would absolutely do that. We don't have to worry about that anymore because she's now retired without actually retiring.
Yeah.
She's no longer capable of doing work.
Right.
But if we ever had another so-called assault weapons ban, then they would, I'm sure, write it very similar to the old one, which would detail all sorts of horrible features, which they think make semi-automatic rifles more lethal, terrible things like pistol grips, forward grips, telescoping stocks, barrel shrouds, things that go up. The people who write these laws have no idea what they're talking about. They have no expertise in the area at all. They end up getting their expert advice from gun control advocacy organizations, most of whom have absolutely no expertise either in that area, which is how you end up with stupid laws that are poorly written, and regulations that outlaw an AR-15, but leave a Ruger Mini 14, which is effectively the same gun, as perfectly legal.
So, in my mind, I'm just thinking to myself what they could do if they wanted to. Because since they use what they use are all, cosmetic features, couldn't they get out and say a true assault weapon is based upon a mechanical difference in the civilian version, which is the automatic sear that is built into the gun? Guns that are not.
They certainly could.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be better than being reactive? Why do you think we're not seeing this? I think I'm going to be getting on my guy to do this. I'm going to be getting on to do this.
Well, of course, it has an auto sear that makes it a machine gun, right, which of course makes it an NFA item and already puts it under a much higher regulatory burden than your average AR-15. I'd be all for that. That'd be just fine if they want to do that. Well, not for any gun ban, but if they were going to be that specific.
Yeah, but see, I'm advocating is not a gun ban. All I'm saying is define it. Since whenever they get out there and say, we want to ban assault weapons. Okay, what's an assault weapon? Well, I don't know. Let's define it for them.
Yes, but that, of course, wouldn't include the AR-15. And all they don't know anything. They don't know much, but the only thing they do know is the AR-15 is a quote-unquote assault weapon. An AK-47 is a quote-unquote assault weapon. Right. And they don't have auto sears.
Well, that's going to have to be explained to them. That's the part that's going to have to be. It's going to have to get the Bruin treatment. Outline in detail. They need to hire you. Kevin McCarthy needs to hire you.
Again, I'm not going to hold my breath until that happens.
Wow.
But probably
not a bad.
I'm here to serve.
Yeah. Okay. Probably not a bad idea that you are not holding your breath on that one, but. I think this it opens a door to me when they do this, when they say, well, of course, that leaves it up to you guys to define it, which what Dettelbach is doing is he's inviting them to put a band together, right?
Well, yeah, in effect, he's correct. He said if Congress wishes to take that up, and he prefaced his comment with that, and he is right about that. ATF cannot write or define what an assault weapon is. All they can do is apply the law as written. And what happened in 1994 was Congress wrote an assault weapons ban, defined what's covered under this,
right,
sometimes with specific model numbers, and the ATF enforced it.
Now, AR-15s were made during this period of time. They were I guess they were assault weapon ban compliant AR-15s with no muzzle devices or anything else on them. Have you ever seen one of those? Are any of those still out there?
I don't know. I've certainly seen California compliant ones that are being sold today.
Yeah,
they've got those weird grips. You can't get your thumb around, and they've got no muzzle devices at all, and they've got fixed stocks. You can shoot them. They've got. They don't take loadable magazines. I'm not sure. I can't remember what's been a while since I've seen one or how you load those. Gun makers find ways around these rules and laws all the time, and they will continue to do so. And then they'll be criticized by the gun controlling companies for following the law and making guns that comply with the laws as written.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the kid that shot up that Topps grocery store, he bought a New York compliant AR-15.
He did.
But there's
nothing illegal there.
Yeah, it was mechanically, there was a couple things that were done to it that wouldn't be done to mine. But then he simply overcame those and then went in there with in his state, illegally modified AR-15 and went on a killing
spree. Correct. Party. Yeah, and somehow the gun control laws that prevented what he did to that gun didn't stop him from doing what he did.
They didn't.
And then it never will.
What happened?
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Anyway, I know that they want to make a bunch of us felons and everything, and I'm glad at least he admitted to that. But I think he's trying to invite something to happen, and I think what should happen is I think maybe a Matt Gaetz gets a hold of it and says, "Oh, you need help defining what it is? Well, I'll be happy to do that for you. Here's what it is." And put it down on paper and send it to him. Now go with that. I'm running out of time here. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Happy to do it as always. Thank you.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where Dan does his work. And since I have been on the phone with him and we've been doing this interview, it has changed once while I've been here. So, and it will change again very shortly. And that is the beauty of The Truth About Guns. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.